He should travel around the world speaking and spreading his message. And it wasn't easy. Rabbi Rev Delayer in life was not a healthy person. And sometimes he would go up to the podium to speak, and everybody could see how ill he was. And he would start by saying, Ich bin a chole sheish bo sakon, I'm a person whose life is in danger already, and I don't know if I can talk. I'll try to talk for 5 minutes, and he would talk for hours afterwards. Don't worry, I'm not going to do it. So anyway, the question is, what motivates a person who is so ill to endanger himself and to go out and speak? So I think the answer, maybe we can understand from a citation from the Congressional Medal of Honor given to a soldier who was a medic. Most of the people who got the Congressional Medal of Honor, which is the highest medal the American government gives to its soldiers, most of them did some act of gevurah as far as defeating the enemy. But this medic was a different story. He was on the battlefield and he himself was shot. His leg was dangling by like one muscle and some skin. And you think a person like that would quick crawl back to the medical tent and take care of himself. Instead, he schlepped himself and went further towards the enemy because there was a soldier who was shot who was yelling, medic! And he decided that even though his leg is dangling and he's bleeding profusely, he's going to try on his stomach to wiggle to get that soldier and to bring him back, which he did under machine gun fire, for which he got that medal. So you ask yourself, how does a person do that? Can you imagine a person who shot up so badly that his leg is dangling, and instead of taking care of himself, he's going to help another soldier? The Torah says he understood it was necessary for him to endanger his life to save somebody else. I think that's the psak for Rav Simcha Zissel. That sometimes speaking can be so important. If you have a message, you can help people so much, it's worthwhile endangering yourself. And I think with that in mind, we can appreciate Avraham Avinu, who we're saying goodbye to, so to speak, this week, in the sense that in this week's parasha, we have the death of Avraham Avinu. What are we told about Avraham Avinu? So all the kids in Cheder have the picture of Avraham Avinu by the tent, greeting the Malachim, which is definitely true. But there's something the Torah repeats twice, not Hachnosas Orchem, but Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. And he called out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, Avraham Avinu calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So there's an interesting machlokes. If you look at the Targum Unklus and the Targum Yoinasan, he uses the word Soli, he prayed. He prayed. Comes the Ibn Ezra, and so that could also mean he did Kiruv. The way we understand, he called out to people to enlighten them about that fact that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And that pshat in the Ramban says that although the Targum says Soli, the pshat in the Bereishis Rabbah and the Medrash is they did Kiruv, v'hu anochen, that's the Ramban says. So Vayikra B'Shem Hashem can mean he davened, or it could mean he called out to be makar of people. Comes Rabbeinu Bechaya and adds another knach to how he called out to people. And he says the word Vayikra is like we say in Baruch Inafshim, Makara Shemayim Al Yosef, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a roof in Shemayim. And Rabbeinu Bechaya says that Vayikra B'Shem Hashem is Avraham Avinu told people about the security of Olam Haba is like having a roof over your head. Just like a person says, oh, Baruch Hashem, I have a roof over my head, it's not going to rain on me, I have some security. So Avraham Avinu taught the world about Olam Haba that they had this sense of security. So all of this is the Avodah of Avraham Avinu, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. So now how do we connect it to the Hachnasas Orchim part, the part that everybody knows when they were in kindergarten about Avraham Avinu bringing the Orchim? So I have an interesting Chakira Shaila, and that is, did Avraham Avinu bring in the Orchim because it was just a means to be Makar of them? Notice Avraham Avinu is a frum guy, and he knows everybody should be Ovid Hashem. So he figures, I'm going to make a good meal, I'll get them in here, and I'll talk them into being frum. It's a hook. Or is there something intrinsically connected? Not that it's a hook, but Achnosis Orchim Vayikra Hashem is one thing. What's pshat? We're told that Aaron was a person that loved people and he brought them to Torah. Because he loved people, he wanted the best for them. If you have a friend and you know that you can show your friend a better way to live, so because of your love for him, you makarif him. And that's the chura, the proper pshat, by understanding the achnasas orchem and the vayikra b'shem Hashem. It wasn't a hook. He wasn't some sort of missionary with a big smile thinking I'll take good care of him and then I'll get my claws into him and tell him they should be religious. Rather, Avraham Avinu loved people. And because he loved people, he wanted to make sure that people weren't in the hot desert without a meal. And the same love that motivated the achnasas orchem motivates vayikra b'shem Hashem. It's one package. If you love people, you want the best for them. And just like a person in a scorching sun needs a little bit yukach nam atmayim, a person in Olam Hazeh needs to know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what motivated him. I just want to close with an interesting quote from Elon Musk. He said, hire people for their attitudes and not for abilities. Abilities can always be gained. To change an attitude, you have to do a brain transplant. Now, do we hold from that? Is that true? To change an attitude, you need a brain transplant? If so, you wouldn't learn Musa, because how can I change my attitudes? I think the Torah says that speaking, if you hear a good drasha, it is a brain transplant. In what sense? When somebody has an idea in his head, it's not just like there's some sort of ungashmistic idea. There's actually something happening physically in your brain. There's a series of synapses, and it would show up on a scan. The fact that the brain and the electric currents are in a certain form. There's a physical manifestation in the brain of a person who has an idea. When the person gets up and speaks, and people are listening, that brain formation, the electronics, actually now lights up in everybody else's brain. So it's like a brain transplant. And that can change people's attitudes. And that's what motivated Avraham Avinu. If you ask Akasha, how is it possible that Simcha Zissel should speak even though Sakonos Nefashos? How Rabbi Revda should speak even though Sakonos Nefashos? Because he understood that this was Pikuach Nefesh for people. And this is what Avraham Avinu understood thousands of years ago. That if there are human beings that don't know about the Eibishter, these people are just as endangered as a soldier that's bleeding to death on the battlefield. And just like a medic, even though it's a great expense to himself, is going to go and save the other soldier, Avraham Avinu is willing to do that also. And that's Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. He davened, he was makariv, he showed people the beauty of an eternal life of Olam Haba. That's the picture we should have of Avraham Avinu as we take leave of him in this week's parsha.
Okay. How do you want to...